For those of you who are unaware, I'm currently doing a podcast with my good friend Matt Forkum, who's another web cartoonist. He draws a webcomic called Robot Beach. You can check it out at robotbeach.com. And the podcast is called Geeks of Steel. And it's where Matt and I get to pretty much just geek out. We get to talk about all sorts of geeky stuff. And our last show was show number 4, and we didn't get to all the stuff that we wanted to talk about. And I'm kind of hoping to engage him in a little bit of an audio boo back and forth, where we can reply to each other through audio boo, because he's on this thing too. Well, one of the things we didn't talk about, I kind of wanted to talk about, was there was a trailer released for Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Bit of a mouthful there. This is, for those of you who haven't seen it, it's pretty much, boy, it's really hard to kind of describe. It's almost like a prequel to the whole Planet of the Apes mess. Three things I thought of while watching the trailer. Number one, James Franco's in the movie, and he's working on some drug that can like heal the human brain or whatever. And he says the drug is called the Cure. And what a lame name for a drug. That's just, it seems like a screenwriter was writing the name and he was trying to think of a cool name to give to the drug, and he just wrote the Cure in like parentheses, you know, and maybe highlighted in green, and green means like, you know, come back to this later and come up with a better name, and you just never came back to it. The Cure. What a boring name for a drug. Second thing is, in the trailer, one of the things that flashes on the screen is this little bit of text that says says from Weta Digital, the visual effects company for Avatar. Now, if you're throwing up your trailer, and one of the best things you could do is say, "Hey, the people who did this other movie did our special effects too." That's kind of weak sauce. That does not instill a lot of confidence in your movie, that you have to brag about who did your special effects. You know, who cares, you know? But it's like, you know, from the sound editing of Inception, like, who cares? Just show us the movie, just show us the story. We don't care who did your goddamn special effects. You're showing us the special effects in the trailer. You don't have to tell us who's doing it. I don't think that really impresses anybody. And the third thing is, I'm not sure. I mean, this movie is really a movie like that no one's asking for. That's all I can think of. Like, no, who's asking for this movie? This Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And what is this movie anyway? I mean, is it connected to the movies that Charlton Heston was in? Is it connected to Tim Burton's awful remake of Planet of the Apes? Is it its own separate third franchise version of the Planet of the Apes, which I kind of think is what they're going for? But really, I was trying to think, like, what other like franchises doing this has done this, where it's like, you know, you do a good movie, then you do a bunch of horrible sequels, and then you do some horrible prequels. And like, the only thing I think of was like Science of the Lambs, great movie. The movie that followed it, what was it, just called Hannibal? Horrible. It was just crap, piece of crap movie. And then we had like, what was it called? There was one where they had a movie where they showed young Hannibal Lecter and how he became a cannibal, which, who cares? Who wants to see that? Part of the fun of these movies is not knowing everything. You know, you don't do a magic trick and then show everyone how it's done. It's some of the what's interesting about that stuff is the fact that you don't know. I like not knowing what drove Hannibal Lecter to killing people and eating them. I like not knowing that, you know. Planet of the Apes, we don't need to know how the apes arose and how man pretty much blew himself up and the apes rose. I mean, it's more fun to write your own story than actually be seeing James Franco run around sticking apes with needles and going, "Oh crap, they're smart and they're gonna kill us." So, all right. So hopefully Matt will hear this and he will throw in his two cents. Talk to you guys later.